Let's turn in the scriptures now to the Gospel of Luke, where we will read in chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. It's the end of the chapter, the last passage. Luke chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. And beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God. They are fully authoritative upon your life. They apply to your life, and they are infallible and inerrant. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he became 12, they went up there according to the custom of the feast. And as they were returning, after spending the full number of days, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents were unaware of it, but supposed him to be in the caravan and went a day's journey. And they began looking for him among their relatives and acquaintances. When they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem looking for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, both listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, they were astonished, and his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And he said to them, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had been in my father's house?" But they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. And he went down with them and came to Nazareth, and he continued in subjection to them, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. And these are the words of God. So still under the ceremonial law, remember Jesus came in his humiliation made under the law. And under the ceremonial law, the Jews, including Jesus at this time and his parents, went to Jerusalem. They were to do that every year for the Passover. And when Jesus was 12 years old, in this occurrence, they celebrated the Passover the same way they had all their lives. And they were returning home, but Jesus stayed behind. And after a day of looking in the caravan, that is, in the large group of people that were going probably back to Nazareth and maybe some further after, past Nazareth, there was this great caravan of people coming back from the Passover, and they began looking for him, and they did not find him, so they returned to Jerusalem. And after 3 days, that is, traveling and searching for Jesus, they found him in the temple, right where he should have been at this time. He was at the temple sitting with the Jewish leaders, listening to them and asking them questions, and apparently also they were asking him questions about the scriptures, because it says that he also was answering, and they were amazed at his answers. And there in the temple with the Jewish leaders, he was gaining wisdom in the scriptures in accordance with his human nature. Of course, in his divine nature, he knows all things. But in his human nature, he's 12 years old, and he's learning and growing. And the leaders were amazed about how wise he was, because he grasped the scriptures, and his answers to questions and ponderings were just amazing, especially for a child his age. And when his parents found him, Mary said to Jesus in verse 48, which does reveal something to us. She said, "Son, why have you treated us this way? Behold, your father and I have been anxiously looking for you." And there had been, some implication there that there it was something that Jesus did wrong. And so we see also that in verse 50, when Jesus had responded, in verse 49, when he said, "Why is it that you were looking for me? Did you not know that I had to be in my father's house?" But verse 50, they did not understand the statement which he had made to them. They still did not grasp fully that, even though they knew it. They knew he was from God and that he was the Christ. And yet, at times they struggled with that as parents, as we might understand. having a child who is perfect in every way. And they were anxiously looking for him when they should have known. If they had perfect knowledge, they would have known that Jesus had to be in the Father, his Father's house and learning. And so there's that struggle with the Jesus and his parents. Notice also verse 51, as they went back to in verse 52, it says, "And Jesus kept increasing in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." Jesus was continuing to grow, but in verse 51, as they went back to Nazareth, back home, Jesus, who is the Son of God, notice in his human nature, in accordance with the fifth commandment, he continued in subjection to his parents, and his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Even in his human nature, as he was supposed to do, and in accordance with his perfect righteousness under the law of God, he was to honor his parents, the fifth commandment. And so he submitted to them. And so when they told him to do something, he did it. And he never didn't do it. He always did it. Because he was perfect in righteousness. And he never complained. He never whined like many of us did when we were children, or when children you do now when you disobey your parents. And so here we're also children, especially called to honor your parents. Honor your parents as Jesus honored his parents. And submitting to them, obeying them, that they would treasure all that you do. You'd want your parents, children. You want your parents. Listen, turn around. Up here. You need to listen to your parents and honor them so that they will treasure all that you do. And what great blessing you bring to your parents when you obey them in the Lord. And here's Jesus earning our salvation. Earning our salvation by obeying his parents, honoring his parents, as we are called to keep his commandments. So he kept all the commandments always for us. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful for your Son Jesus Christ and all his perfect holiness and righteousness and his perfect life lived under the law, always going up to the feast of the Passover and celebrating it before his death and resurrection. We thank you for this. And we thank you that he kept your law, that there is no place that we could say come and accuse him of anything of wrongdoing, even when he does many things contrary to our own nature because of our sinfulness. And we stand in amazement or wonder or we ponder greatly because it is confusing to us. Even here, he, Jesus, who is the Christ, the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity, being lowering himself to the point of subjecting himself to his parents, who were sinners in his human nature. And Father, we are called to the same, though we have not lowered ourselves as much as he did in any sort of comparison that we would be able to show forth. But as Jesus fully submitted himself and lowered himself, he will even lower himself to the point of death and death on a cross. But at this time, he lowered himself to even submit himself to his sinful parents, who anxiously were looking for him and did not understand perfectly why he would need to be in his Father's house. Father, we are thankful for our children. First, we're thankful for the gospel. We're thankful that you and your Son have provided a perfect life and a perfect death for us, that we would live forever. But we are thankful for our children. And we are asking that as they are a blessing from you. Father, that they would honor you in honoring their parents and honoring us. That they would subject themselves to their parents, each child here. That it would be treasured by each of us parents. Father, even as we have proclaimed the gospel to many of our children, some have gone out and turned from you and hated you and even became the fool who said there is no God. We pray that in time they would obey their parents as they heard the gospel from them. And they in that way would become treasured for their life in Christ. Father, bless us as a church, that we in all things would submit and subject ourselves unto you, and all your commandments and all your ways. For we are your people, and you are our God. We pray for our government and our governing authorities, that you would save them and cause them to rule according to your word. And as even we're learning in the scriptures this morning, we pray that you would grant us faith to trust in you alone and to submit to you, our King alone. Even when we are called to submit unto our governing authorities. We pray that we would do so in the Lord. That we would be godly citizens who honor you in all that we do. Father, we plead that you would hear our prayers and save us, and justify us, adopt us, bring us into your family and sanctify us and bring us into glory at the right time. That we would be with you forever and ever, which we hope and long for now, which is our living hope, never to die. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.